Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I'm your host, Ellyanne, and today I wanted to go over just briefly what the topic is for this month, and that is your nutrition. It's one of the 12 basics that I cover during the program, and it's your key to success in the Christian life and in running in general. And I really feel like this may be one of the most important topics that we cover this year. And so I just briefly go over some of the points that are important about nutrition and why nutrition is important. And then in the following weeks, I will sort of dive into more in depth of why it's important for a Christian to base their life around the Word of God and really focus on that and how it relates to a runner's life, because the similarities are so similar. So I will let you dive into the episode and pray that I didn't jumble around too much and that it makes sense and it's clear. Nutrition is a big part of a human's life. If you haven't noticed, like, that dieting and what you eat and what you shouldn't eat and all those different things have really been like a focus for years. Food has always been something that people look to, something that people focus on. And I started noticing that as runners, our success depends on our diet a lot. One of the most important things about a runner's just like their energy and how much they're able to put forth and how well of a runner they are really depends on what they eat and what they don't eat, whether they focus on different aspects or just whatever it is. This, like, nutrition is super important. And I've noticed it in my own life. I'm not a professional runner, obviously, but I have noticed just in the few races that I have done and during training how important the nutrition plays out and how really focused you're able to become, in a sense that the more you dial in on your nutrition, the better your body responds and is able to do what you want it to do. And as our fourth basic to a runner's or a Christian runner's life, it is, we are talking about nutrition this month. And in scripture, it talks a lot about how Jesus is the bread of life, and how, I can't remember the verse, but how our every need in life is in the Word. It's in His written, like, love letter, as people call it, to us. If you think about, like, every time you buy something, it comes with a manual, even if it's the most simplest thing. And the Bible, that's what it is for us. God gave us the Bible to show us how we work and how we work best, and problem solve and just correction and direction and a bunch of things like that. And I have noticed that when I slack in my spiritual nutrition, I really start to drift in my heart, and my relationship with God is not as strong because I'm not feeding my soul with what it was intended to be fed with. Instead of, you know, even if it's biblical, like books and different things, it doesn't feed my soul the same. And so I just wanted to go over a few points in this episode of how to tackle your nutrition in the Word and on the table. And point number one is don't overcomplicate it. People try to overcomplicate Christianity way too much. Literally, Jesus is the focus. He's the gospel. He is the life. And if we can just focus on Him, then He will be able to flow through us, and He'll be able to live the Christian life through us. And that is when people try to overcomplicate, is when they try to live the Christian life on their own. And this is also the same for nutrition, like on the table. If you think about how we always try to overcomplicate things, we try to count the calories or the macronutrients or all of these different things. It's really not that complicated. We really just need to eat things that God made, because He made those knowing that it was going to fuel our bodies. Whereas if we try to eat, as people call, like processed foods and white flours, white sugars, all these different things that humans made, our body's not meant or created to be fed off of that. And so just don't overcomplicate it. Just go back to what God has showed us, how we are to be nutritionally fed. And then I wanted to make sure and point out that devotionals are not bad, but they should not be our primary where we get our nutrition. Our nutrition should come from God's Word as much as possible. I've noticed that I start to get confused when I do devotionals too much. So a lot of times I will try and just listen to the Bible while I'm doing something that doesn't require any thinking, or try to, before I sit down with a devotional, I'll try and look at the scripture that it uses, and I'll go over that first and pray about it, or write it down or think about it or whatever, just to make sure that my focus is on God's Word over where, like, what people are saying. And then also self-control is super, super important. I know I talked about intuitiveness a while back, and intuitiveness in the spiritual life is not necessarily bad. God wants us to live the Christian life from our heart. He doesn't want us to give grudgingly. He doesn't want us to force ourselves to seek Him, being in a relationship with Him. He wants those things to come from our heart. He wants us to actually want to do them. And so the closer you get to Christ, the more you'll be able to be intuitive, and you'll just have this sense like you really want to praise God and, of course, use that. But self-control, in a sense, is super important in the Christian life, because our flesh and our spirit war against each other. And the more we can get closer to God, the more our hearts and our desires will be to want to follow Christ. But also just focusing on or realizing that we must choose to do what is right, even if we don't feel like it sometimes. And God knows your intention. He knows that you're wanting to do this to love Him and serve Him. So I'm not saying that it can't be from your heart and having to choose. So just remember that the feelings normally come after the decisions. And then also, I put for the verse for this topic, blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. So I wanted to make sure and point out that keeping His testimonies, His Word, keeping the scripture, and just keeping that before your mind, that is really what is going to help you to dial in your spiritual nutrition as best as you possibly can. In the runner's world, we call during training dialing in our nutrition and really getting it to the point to where our body responds very well. And so scripture would be the same way. You're dialing into your spiritual nutrition to a sense to where your soul and your spirit will be in tune with the way God intended it. And then the last point I wanted to make sure I pointed out is, why is it important to seek out health and nutrition with all of your heart? And it's because seeking God with all of our hearts is going to come out of a healthy and nutritioned heart. So the Bible talks a lot about being half-hearted and being double-minded, and it really starts to play out in your life and in the way you live the Christian life, depending on how healthy and nutritious your heart and your soul and your spirit is. And also, keeping nutritionally healthy gives you a clear reason for why you're doing what you're doing, which then helps you to be persistent in seeking Christ and in following Him. And before I close, self-control is a big part of a Christian's life. And a lot of people think that their life has to be done the way God wants us to live. But in reality, the simplicity of Christianity is really in the fact that we surrender our lives to Him, and then He works out our character in us. And so learning to surrender is going to be how you can tackle your nutrition in every way possible, which is going to influence how you live your life and what you do and why you do it, which is super important. I created a 12-9 challenge that is specifically for my Back to the Basics program, but I wanted to make it available to people outside of the program because I feel like it's so important. Surrender has been such a huge part of my life, and so I'm hoping in sharing that challenge as soon as I possibly can, that you will be able to realize the importance of surrender, and that you and a friend, because it's meant to be done not by yourself, it's meant to be done with someone else, will be able to grow closer to Christ and be able to learn what surrender is. And then at the end of that challenge, depending on how you fill out the form, which is afterwards, you actually get a running medal that symbolizes surrender and reminds you of the challenge and reminds you to continue focusing on Christ. And so I'm excited to get that out. I heard from a few people that did it that it encouraged them. And so I would like to have that available to people that aren't necessarily in the program or may never go through the program. And so that will hopefully be coming out soon. I'm not quite sure yet, but I will let you guys know as soon as it is because I'm really excited about that. I may not sound very excited right now, but I haven't looked at it or thought about it in a while, so I just quickly glanced through the workbook the other day to try to remind myself of something, and I saw the challenge. I was like, oh wait, I need to get that out to people. So anyway, I want to close by saying we are going to continue talking about nutrition this month, and just remember that this is one of the most important topics, one of the most important basics, because God's word is where everything surrounds, and in learning God's voice, even He will never contradict scripture, so you can always be sure to take that to the Bible and see if you're actually hearing from Him correctly. And He doesn't change, so you're able to look through the testimonies and things and be able to say, okay, is this situation from God, or what can I do through this situation, or whatever. So I'm excited to dive into this month's topic, and I hope in kind of briefly going over the subject that it wasn't too confusing. I want to dive in a little bit more deeper in the next 4 weeks. But for now, I just wanted to make sure I covered all of those different things. And for now, I'll just leave you guys with that and pray you have a blessed week, and I will see you next time.